Hey, honey, want to try something different this weekend?
Ooh, what do you have in mind?
Have you ever role-played before?
You mean like whips and all that other scary stuff?
Oh, no. I'm talking about rolling some dice and playing some Dungeons & Dragons. Or even trying something like a cool new board game or a collectible card game like Magic the Gathering.
Oh, that sounds way better than the other thing.
NobleKnight.com is your one-stop shop for all things role-playing, board, wargaming, and collectible card games. Noble Knight Games is committed to providing you with the best possible selection of new and used products with a selection of over 100,000. Everything on the site is in stock and ready to ship to you worldwide. Discounts are available, and you can expect reasonable prices for rare items. You can even sell or trade your stuff to them. NobleKnight.com, where out of print is available again.
So I can be the elf this time, right?
Oh, honey.
Throughout the ages, there have been heroes and warriors who have embarked on quests to save faraway lands and free the people from would-be conquerors. With dice and not a lot of common sense in various role-playing games. Today, our legends come from the halls of This Week in Geek. An unlikely group of nerdy adventurers armed with some pretty stupid ideas and a horseshoe up their butts come together to save the day in These Warriors Are Terrible. Seriously, these are the guys we're going to go with?
Welcome back to These Warriors Are Terrible. I'm your game master, Mike the Birdman Dodd. And tonight, we are continuing our Pathfinder adventure called Nightmare Lake. My players have completely hijacked my plot, which means I gotta think on my feet. That's okay, that's what I do. Tonight's episode, as unfortunately, is being dedicated to the memory of Dennis Bernard. May you rest in peace, for the father of AJ Bernard, a former Twig intern. I know you will get through this difficult time. So tonight's adventure of idiocy, massive damage, and killer chickens...
Killed chickens.
By my players of...
My name is Connell Macbeth, better known as Dr. Holocaust.
Justin Eacock, the biggest threat in this group.
Big Mike, the most musical non-threat in this group.
Tom, he is an evil genius white, and I miss my chicken.
Derek the Bard, world's most annoying sorcerer!
All right, so when we last left off, Silvercloak was trying to escape to catch his prey, evidently the elven ambassador, who might potentially know something as to what's going on. But
if she ends up being the bad person, I'm going to be so pissed off.
He has had enough of these insolent fools standing in his way.
Oh, peace.
Reginald was a majestic rooster.
So he stands there, points his magic rings at the group, now that he has stopped by... stepping on a caltrop. Evidently, his fatal Achilles heel was stepping on a tack.
His actual heel.
So now he's deciding to launch.
Batman.
He has a ring which launches fireballs.
Okay, now I'm like on the far end of the.
Yes!
We may actually survive.
I'm behind you.
Yeah.
I have a silver mirror. I can use it to reflect the fireball.
I have a really high reflex.
Oh, hey, look, it's my holy symbol.
How many hit points do you guys have?
I have 17.
I've got 10.
I'm on the other side of him, though, right?
Is
he going to burn the crowd, too?
Well, he's still on the second floor.
Yeah, there's the first hallway for the second floor of things, and then there's a stairway that goes up to a third floor where the door suites.
Which direction is he firing the fireball in? Is he firing it towards
them?
Oh, so he's firing it towards down the stairs. Justin and I are fine.
No, he's firing it back towards
he's
us.
He's already past everyone. He's turned around after stepping on the caltrops. And is now shooting at all five of us who are lined up like a planetary.
Four of us. He's still on stage.
That's true. I'm on the other side.
How many health points do you have
in front of him?
17.
So it's just three of you.
I have 8 HP.
Are you serious?
And
you
I'm
lost?
Bleeding.
And that's with your
that's with your full constitution.
Yeah, I have 10, and I'm bleeding 2 each round.
Yeah, I had 18, but I've been bleeding this whole time.
All right. So what happens? He launches the fireball. You guys both die. In essence.
What?
I don't get a reflex save? I guess a fireball?
Not with what he rolled. Okay, roll it if you think you can do it.
I got a reflex save.
Hang on. Reflex.
What if...
No, hold on.
Hang on. What if, since my friends have taken so long, I use one of my abilities?
You still can't see them.
It doesn't matter. It's magic. It's music, and they just have to hear it. Because I have... Let's see here. Where is it? Days. No, wait. No, that wouldn't work. Screw it. Where is
it? Damn it, Mike. Play the touch.
I need the core book. I need to see my abilities, because I know there's one where I can boost things. So if my friends are in trouble, I can boost their rolls so they can get the hell out of there.
It really is.
All right.
When a hell's breaking loose, you will stay.
Hey, I am the bard. Shush. I'm the bard. Now then.
No, I'm the bard. It's in my name.
Yes, I know, but I'm the bard right now, so shush.
Fine.
Thank you.
There's only one magic heal stick. I think they're going to use it on you.
Poof! See, my thought was if you're dead as well, I'm going to resurrect you because you would heal myself.
I rolled a natural fucking 20 just now
to dodge
a fireball.
Okay. Nice!
All right. Batman cloak.
He's not sobbing.
What happens?
I dodge him into the room.
Yeah, basically what happens...
Into room number 3 where the fucking's going on.
Yeah, so...
What's up on the third floor.
No, there's one in this room too.
So what happens is you see the fireball come at you, immediately you throw yourself against the door... The door splinters. Fireball goes rolling past you.
Oh my God.
Reflex save.
You're a rogue, right? Don't. Do you have that ability?
I do not have such an ability.
That's 3.5 only.
Oh. Natural 20 as well?
But I can... No, I can...
One?
I roll the natural... Guys, I'm dodging the fireball and roll another natural one.
Okay.
We have a resurrection stick for this.
If it isn't incinerated...
I put my one finger up into the air to say something important, and...
Basically, you are reduced to a skeleton.
What about the other two people that are with us?
Tell me the stick.
So what about the halfling standing immediately behind my tower?
He's standing
next to me. Yeah, like, he was standing next to me.
He's behind the tower shield.
Tom!
No!
Reflex?
Oh, no.
12.
You take... Oh, let me see. Let me add this up. hold on. I just got to
anything under 17, he's okay.
Yeah, basically, it's 16 damage.
Okay, okay, he's fine.
The healing wand is a branch of life.
Yeah, no, it should be fine.
It should be fine.
Yeah, I'm going to pull it off your body, heal myself, and resurrect him.
It's not a flammable piece of wood at all.
It is a magical item, though. It is a magical item. It may not be, like, something that you can just willy-nilly
action. Regardless, Tom, I don't have inspired confidence yet.
What's that?
Did you roll?
I thought I was on the other side.
Oh, yeah, you're behind him.
Behind who?
Oh,
he parried around in front of Silver Cloak.
Which seemed stupid at the time.
You know what? There's no point in me talking. I just turned into a skeleton. Good night, guys.
Oh, buddy.
All right.
Keep the headphones on, Justin. You're going to be back soon.
I'll be back soon.
All right, so Tom, it is now your go.
Let him go.
Let him go. I can't even say that. It's metagaming. But let him go!
Grapple him.
Let him go! I can't believe I'm saying that!
Even if he gets away, I still saved a noble. Boosh.
I fought the greatest assassin in the world.
Okay.
Is this hour three?
I've hit him twice for 7 damage. That's 14. Does he look in any way like he's been hindered by this? Like, does this...
He's got a few cuts and scrapes on
him. How's he looking right now?
And then some, like, parts of his armor, they definitely look like they've been damaged by acid.
But he doesn't look like
he's... fairly healthy still.
All right.
Ugh.
Let him go, too. Just let it go. I'm impetuous, though.
Let it go. Oh, God.
You're chaotic neutral. You can always just bow and let him go.
Here's the problem, though. You can't run down the way that he was attempting to go because that part of the hallway is covered in my caltrops.
Yeah.
So you can pull a me and jump into a room. Also, did Hugh survive?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, you don't know yet. I was behind a shield.
Yeah, no, I just dove into a room and the fireball
you
went
are burned off.
No, I'm going to use a steel rod on myself, basically.
Everything
Mike,
tastes like
but I'm going to
fire.
Use it to play like I was never hurt to begin with.
Everything got real
okay,
tight,
so,
you guys.
So you're using his magic stick?
Basically, Gelvar's still behind his shield. He's very, very badly burned. Uses his one good claw to rummage around in his pocket, tap himself with the heal wand.
Can I make a sunder...
It cures 10 hit points.
Can I make a sunder attack to cut the rings off of his fingers?
Yeah, you roll me... That's a combat maneuver. So roll that against his...
So I'm drawing out the ghost dagger.
All right.
What am I rolling here? Just the CMB?
Yep. Plus a base attack roll.
Can I add my weapon focus?
Just your CMB. Because you're doing something very specific.
He's going to kill us later. He's going to come back and kill all of us.
Oh!
He's going to kill our families.
He rolled a one.
You
attempt... Never before have I seen somebody ones rolled.
Finger. You attempt to cut off his fingers, which he has aimed down. He looks at you. Basically, you whiff right past him. Right in your face.
Oh!
Walk away now.
Take it. Chaotic neutral, not chaotic stupid. Take it.
I am actually terrified now, and I am walking away.
He's like, answer me or you die. What are you doing here, and who are you?
Glad I'm not there to answer that question.
You have to the count of three.
Isn't he deafened?
my name's
what?
Joe.
What? What? He has to threaten you for badassness' sake.
Doesn't mean he can't read lips.
No. Just say,
that's true.
You're hurt when I can't help you with that.
Yeah, Tom, you're on your own.
My name is Nash. I was hired here by the king to investigate, and then blah, 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 blah.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father.
Role play this one.
Prepare to die.
This will decide whether you live or die.
Oh.
I wasn't paying that much attention.
You can literally say that.
My chicken.
Yeah,
just
that's what I said. Like we're
a lot of
okay. So, the king's having weird dreams. Someone's controlling them.
I don't know. Please don't kill me.
The king looks different every day or something. I don't know.
He's doing the blue
There's
scale.
Some problem with his eyes.
Is that what you're going to go with?
Yes.
Mm. Oh.
Take 11 damage.
From what?
Fireball to the face.
It was a very small fireball.
I did what he asked.
Hang on, Berman, is he leaving?
I answered your question.
Okay, as he leaves.
11 damage, you said?
Yep.
Okay, I'm down to 14.
Now, here's the thing, though. As this assassin guy is leaving, he is A, limping, B, he's kind of got a bunch of bumps and bruises on him, and C, the person who he was attempting to kill is standing by a bunch of guards.
His
hair blazes with light, like a fucking neon sign.
So not only is he super easy to spot, he's also not moving very fast.
I didn't do anything the last hour.
And the person he was trying to kill is right there with a bunch of guards.
As he comes down the stairwell, all I just is like, I'm just playing like, huh, there's the guy from the dock. I don't know.
You're the only one acting like a professional here.
And he's covered in cuts and bruises.
I stand up from behind the shield, essentially almost looking like I'm fully healed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try an intimidate check.
What?
He's gone.
To make him not kill her.
Well, I don't know if I don't like. Okay, even with his like fantastic majesty, there's like how many guards right now in the lobby?
Well, hang on, Derek, fix him first. Dead.
Fine. Make sure that these guys can see him do it. Stands up, fine. Pokes him with the stick.
Okay, so what you do?
In the crotch, or remains thereof.
All right, you touch the skeleton with the branch of life. You see his skin and muscles start to rapidly rebuild. He looks dead for a second, then... it will take you 5 rounds to do anything.
Oh!
Mike, can I draw something on him when he's resurrected?
No.
Okay.
Everywhere!
Oh!
I'm taking this stick, you could keep the sword!
Hold on. The way Mike described it, you said you stuck the stick where my crotch was?
Yeah.
And then a rapidly skin-filled everywhere? So where's the stick?
I pull the stick back, obviously.
He just touches.
All right, yeah. good reflex check?
No.
Oh.
So
I have a dex of 16.
As you touch the body,
this magic
you feel
item
part
is
of the energy of life
kind
of drain out of
your flesh when you use it to
resurrect
someone.
But you know
it'll
be back in a day.
I tuck the stick into my belt. He can keep my sword. I am going to now proceed crisply downwards towards my companions.
Watch out for the caltrops.
Can I have the stats?
Obviously,
can I have the stats for that?
So you're going to take time to move around the caltrops?
Yeah. No, I'm going to wave my hand and remove the caltrops.
With the mage hand?
Either with a little sprinkling of acid just to melt them with a flourish, or chuck a fucking magic missile just to disrupt them.
Do you not have mage hand or anything?
I do.
He doesn't work then. Okay, roll an attack roll
you're
against them.
You're gonna melt a hole in the floor if you.
Mike, I still have a couple of magic missiles left. Okay. Fuck it. He just throws a burst of light, and the caltrops scatter off to the side.
Yeah, you hit most of them. You still have to take time going through them.
That's fine. I just want to look majestic as I come down.
The best use of your time.
So since everyone else is upstairs trying to take care of each other, I'm the only one who sees what happens in the lobby.
Yeah, you see the assassin walk down the stairs. Yeah. He sees you, he sees the room full of people, sees all the guards standing by the woman.
Yeah.
Justin, that's your new sword.
Just vanishes. Teleports.
That's nifty. Oh. So, as I wrap up, I'm like, all right, you've been a wonderful audience. Please, please leave your coins in the sack at the front. Thank you, and good night.
All right.
I will be... seeing you, and you are all beautiful people. Going upstairs?
I make my way down to the lobby.
So, all right, so I'm just coming up like,
you make your way down?
I'm steadily...
I can hear again.
Yeah, you can hear again.
I'm steadily losing blood.
Yeah, so you can cast heal in the next hour, but he won't make it.
Where's my...
Excuse me, can I see that sword for a moment?
Do I see... I don't remember Tom's character.
When Tom kind of gives me the sword. I snatch the holy symbol off of it, drop it into his hands.
The holy symbol?
And give the sword back to Tom.
Oh, hey, great. Thanks. Hey, you found it. So where are you in relation to me?
I'm in the hallway with you.
You're in the hallway with me?
I'm switching things around.
Oh, great. Cure light wounds.
All right, so you cure light wounds, the bleeding damage stops.
I don't know how much.
Where did you get that anyway?
I think it's 1d10 or 1d6.
Do not ask.
All right, fine.
So, guys, you see me come up the stairwell. I'm looking pleased as hell. I'm like, so.
That went well.
How'd you guys do?
1d8 plus your caster level.
I'm not going to say a word, but you'll be able to tell by my expression.
I just fought the greatest assassin in the world, and I survived.
Oh.
I have murderous rage on what you can see is left of my face.
I think I learned my lesson.
His hands shift back into hands.
The woman, the elven woman.
Yeah, listen, we gotta.
Yeah, I'm gonna see if I can immediately make my way to her now.
Off them with a cloth.
Goes, now that I'm healed.
Are you okay?
Yes. Are you okay?
Thanks to you, yes.
I'm doing good.
Thank you. My name is
Sven. Fine.
I was just doing a quick perimeter check.
You're welcome, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
There we go.
Do you know who that person was?
What happened to you?
That was the Silver Cloak.
Yes, do you have any idea why he was trying to kill you?
No.
Well, because of you guys, actually.
I'm sorry, and you're welcome.
Yeah, I am the one who's supposed to guide you to the lake.
Oh, well, that's good, then the person he was attempting to interrogate didn't know why we're here.
Oh, you're the court battle magician.
Yes, I was recalled from the front lines.
Here's his blood.
Does anyone have any, like, aloe vera? And
you're welcome.
Anyone have any, like, I got, like, a wicked sunburn now. I really...
Here, everywhere it hurts.
Prestidigitation, his clothes just feel a little bit nicer.
Yeah, I was about to say, you feel better.
I got the cold sword now. Pressing it on my skin.
I would also mention you feel slight disappointment from your god. It's a feeling of you failed me.
It's like just a disappointed no.
Just a head shake.
The chaotic people did better in the fight than you.
I did better in the fight.
But he got the only kill.
Oh, actually,
it's
can I
know? Chicken.
Not true.
Blood for the blood god, indeed.
Can I have my crossbow back?
Oh, yeah.
I dropped that.
There you go. And it's like loaded again for some reason.
Oh, sweet. Thank you. Holsters out on his back. I'm going to need some money to buy some. Oh, yeah. I got to go collect my fishnet. I'm going to go get that.
I'm going to hand you your sword.
Fold that
and just
back
say
up.
Yours.
I'm getting kind of hungry. What's that smell? I have no idea what happened.
Oh, now that you mention it, actually, we haven't eaten in a while. Barkeep, bring us some food.
I'll pay for the group.
Actually, you're damn right, you will.
Like, Birdman, how much money did I get?
100 gold pieces.
Oh, yes. I'll pay for the group.
Oh, he's got it.
He's just like, actually, I think we're under the king's tab tonight.
The battle mage looks at you all and goes, I didn't want to do this because I did want to spend some time talking with you guys first. But considering how aggressive Silvercloak was to come and find me, and considering he just walked right in, like you all to stand beside me, please.
Can we rest somewhere for the night?
Yes. I think we should, yeah, do it. Let's just all.
I just died. Can I, like, have a moment?
She's like, silence and listen to me.
Oh.
Stand here now.
Sir Corgus, Corgus Maximus, right here.
Your dog walks in the front door.
Okay, yep. I'm going to pull my dagger out of the wall and then go over to her.
All right.
Resheath it.
She snaps her fingers.
Tom walks up. He's just like, here's your sword. He's like, oh, hey, what are you doing with my sword? And what's that smell? I'm hungry. Where's your chicken?
She snaps her fingers. You guys feel this unbelievable sense of cold. A second later, you reappear inside of a castle.
Brisk!
Is this Mirkwood?
No. This is the castle where we're going to rest for the night. We do have magical wards here.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's good.
But I just, everybody, just take a breath.
Thank
relax.
You
are safe within these walls.
Why? Nothing happened to me.
Tomorrow, we will set out towards Mirkwood and finally deal with the problem at hand.
Milady, if I may ask you but one indulgence.
Okay.
Your name?
Thera.
Thera, it is a pleasure to meet you.
Do you have a courtyard? Corgus Maximus needs to go walkies.
As the night goes on, I start getting everyone's story about what happened. And just partway when all the
she looks very,
when all the details click in my head.
She looks very unimpressed with you.
I'm not ready to talk about this.
I'm sorry. Did I do something
like I
wrong? I thought we were in the process of fighting the greatest assassin in the world.
She's very annoyed with this.
No,
she just
I'm
wants
very
just
silent,
to go to
more
sleep.
So than usual.
Her life is just threatened. She's like, all right, everybody just shut up. She casts sleep on you. You do not get a saving throw. You're going to fucking sleep. Good night.
All
right.
Time.
She's like, everybody, go to bed. We'll wake up early, feast, and I'll tell you what the hell's going on.
I'm sensing tension in this group.
To roll to be smarmy and charm.
All right.
So just in the middle of the night, you just see the dwarf just like doing, wait, if he did this and he did this, where's the chicken?
All right.
And now the bard's the only one who puts it all together.
All right. So what happens during the night?
So
you guys all sleep
hand,
fairly
right?
soundly. You sleep exceptionally soundly.
It's almost like when I cast sleep on myself for those nights of insomnia.
Everybody give me
then
a
I die.
Will save.
Oh, man. I hate this happens.
Looking above 20.
Okay, I'm not using this d20 anymore.
I got a 9.
I got a 7.
You
natural
20.
They got natural.
You got a 1?
Yeah, natural
1. Okay. So
this is a game science study.
What happens, Tom, you are racked by horrible, horrible nightmares. You see is you see a room with three very powerful looking witches and hags. You just see this giant altar. You see two women strapped to this altar. They are covered in cuts and bruises and some obvious knife wounds. And you just see this huge pit of fire open up behind the altar. You see what you know as a pit fiend.
Ooh.
And another thing come up from behind it, kind of seductively touch the pit fiend from behind. And this woman steps out with huge horns, these devil wings on her shoulders.
Yeah.
And just basically she whispers, soon, bring me chicken. You wake up in a fucking screaming fit. Like, you throw off the covers. You actually deal yourself 1d4 points of damage. You are that scared. Like, it hurts. You wake up violently.
So I have to roll 4, or are you rolling
4? I will roll 4 and see what happens.
Both,
2 points of damage.
Both me and Mike rolled a natural 20.
All right. You do not have any nightmares.
Sweet.
However,
up top.
You do have a dream.
Oh, sweet.
You,
Do you have a dream?
Oh, yeah. Well, you both have the same dream.
Oh,
okay. Thank you.
Okay. So what happens is you guys see an altar. You see two women dressed in white.
Sweet.
They're very beautiful. You see the king's royal symbol on them. One looks older than the other. Basically, it's like a mother and daughter. And you just hear the whisper, help us. And they're like, Mirkwood. You see a vision of a lake. You see this mansion that's crumbling, and you see a door that they're like, here. And the door is hidden underneath a huge tree stump.
Huh.
It's like a tree. It's on its side. You'd have to clear the debris to find it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. And totally cleared the evil
okay.
out.
Here's what I'd like to add, then.
Okay.
I actually did buy chalk.
So did
where are we sleeping? Like, is there stone around where we're sleeping?
Yes.
The second I wake, I immediately sketch out what the stump looks like with my chalk.
Okay. Justin,
I thought you were going to do a chalk outline over where
you
were sleeping.
You see half of what he sees. Basically, all you see is the pit fiend and the succubus, but you don't see the women. They're obscured.
Chicken.
You just see a mist where they're supposed to be.
It smells like chicken, though.
All right. Smells like chicken.
Yeah, same thing with me with the chalk, except I draw the women, because that's where my priorities are.
All right, then.
And I am under a magically enforced slumber.
So we wake up the next morning.
You wake up the next morning. Oh. Tom is the first to awake.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
You had a Gabriel.
Since we had 8 hours of sleep, do we heal back a little bit of health?
Yes, basically, through the wonders of magic, everyone is restored to full hit points.
Except for you, who just took a bunch of damage.
Except me! I didn't lose any!
Yeah, Tom, you take 2 still.
Okay.
Just because you woke up, bashed your head, and you didn't go back to sleep. Okay. But you are rested enough, you will not take fatigue during the day.
Okay.
Okay.
We slept in an inn overnight. And our game saved.
So somehow I heal back all my damage except the 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Really do need to get so you guys wake up, and you emerge from your slumbers. You come out into the, what would be the throne room. Everybody's looking really, really worried. Some of them are actually crying.
So did you tell us about our
I'd
dream?
Like to take out my steel mirror, which I actually did buy.
I want to try to get
and
the...
I want to look at my face because it was horribly burned yesterday.
It's healed.
Okay.
But your face still feels kind of hot. It feels like a sunburn.
What about my beard? Because I was a skeleton yesterday.
Oh, yeah. You look the same as you did before.
That's you were resurrected.
I'm going to immediately try to go find Thera and then bring her back to our chalk drawing.
She's actually in the room. She's like... Guys, just please come with me.
Got it.
Oh, all right, so you guys come with her. You come into, you go through a couple antechambers. You go down a couple long hallways.
Thera is so dreamy. She gives me the honey glow something.
You guys come to the king's bedroom.
Oh yeah, we do.
And and what happens is she like.
You know what? Just as he goes in and he just sees where we go, Colin's character is like, not now.
No.
Later. That comes later.
So what happens is Thera opens the door. This is what happened this morning. Mm-hmm. And you just see the king just cowering in the corner, covering his face. There is blood running down his face. He's clawed out his own eyes during the night.
Ew.
I can cure this.
Yeah.
Hang on. I just go and I look at the cleric and I'm like,
cure light wounds. Cure level 1.
No, holy boy. What the fuck?
Yeah.
He goes, and that's not all.
Oh, God.
Oh, there's more. What else did he claw out?
Who do you notice who is in here?
I've never been to this place, we wouldn't know.
Ben? The seer?
The queen.
Didn't know there was
The king and queen, right?
Queen?
I did mention that.
Oh, yeah.
The dream, the royal seal? Put it together.
Yeah.
So there were 2 girls though with the there were 2 girls with the royal seal. So gonna mention those. Sven mentions that there were like he had a dream. I'm assuming that was shared by some of these other people that there was 2 women wearing the royal seal and he'll describe them.
Yeah.
Does one of them fit the description of the queen?
The queen and the princess.
The queen and the princess. Okay. So there's a princess.
She's like 12, but still.
Damn it. Wait a while.
Okay, I'm out of here.
This seems like the kind of action some kind of nightmare or night hag or something.
Well, excuse me, princess.
Galvar turns to Thera. Look, I know we haven't gotten along, but has the king made enemies of any kind of odd dark forces? I mean, I realize there's a nexus at Mirkwood, but trying to figure out what exactly might be using it at this point.
Yeah, Birdman, relay all the contents.
Okay, so, all right.
Just tell her all
so you tell her everything. Thera's like, well, after having, presumably, the same dream everybody here had, I do recognize the 3 women who are the witches, whatever they are.
Oh.
Oh, God.
They were...
With my 19 knowledge in religion, would I know if they're worshipping anything horrible?
You know they're worshipping some god that's likely been forgotten and likely for good reason.
Damn it.
That's
never good.
The women, Thera goes,
these women were my battle mage sisters a long time ago.
Ooh.
When we went to Mirkwood, some of us came out different than before.
Oh.
She's an elf.
The witches were battle mage.
They went away on a sabbatical to try and cleanse themselves of it. We just said good luck, gave them whatever supplies they needed, and said they would be back within a year's time. They went back to their elven communities and the communities disappeared. Ooh, we haven't heard from them since.
Okay, now, the queen and the princess, are they human?
Yes.
Okay, and so now we know that the witches, though, are elves.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or were elves.
Were elves. Were also the ex-battle maidens of Thera.
And
okay. The court magician.
Well, I know they want revenge. There's a reason why I'm here. There's a reason why all of you are here.
Mm. Well, I'm not.
Wait. Honestly, I've already died. Are you sure about that reason?
No,
I think someone made a mistake.
Here. Yeah, no. I can't do this. I have not been afraid of anything my entire life until last night. And then this morning. If you want me to stay here, you're going to have to offer me more than a couple of little magic trinkets. This isn't worth it to me. I lost my chicken.
He's mad about his chicken.
You lost your chicken?
I just...
How? What happened?
I put it on his shoulder. No.
Look, I know that we haven't been together long, and I know that we don't know each other very well. But something dark is happening here, and it's obviously something powerful enough.
It's not my problem.
To attack? Yes, it is. It's all of our problems because we're here. And it's not just because we're a bunch of wandering whatevers. It's because we're actually physically here.
Can somebody please shut this guy up?
No, hold on.
I think he's making a good point.
No, I'm making a point that whatever your reasons for wanting to fight something or not fight something, we are now in a place that is being besieged by evil, one where we're probably not likely to be able to get out of in a hurry. If they did this to the king and they all sent nightmares to all of us, they know that we're here. Thus, it is somewhat imperative to our survival that we make sure that these people stop living very, very vociferously.
Birdman?
Yeah, that sounds like good judgment I can get behind.
Thera also mentioned that we're all here for a reason.
I start using my ability, inspire courage.
Okay.
Just strumming on my guitar.
Quick question, though.
Yes,
Thera mentioned that we're all still here for a reason.
I did Touch of Glory during your pep speech. Give you a plus to your charisma.
Thank you.
Sven asks about that.
Thera goes, yeah, you're all here for a reason.
Do you know what that reason is?
Follow me.
Okay.
She brings you down
to... You knew the whole time!
All right.
Things have to happen for a reason.
Yeah?
She says.
Way to bury the headline.
So what happens is she brings you... She comes down... She brings you down to the library... And she shows you a series of scrolls. All your lives have been foretold.
I probably should have seen this last night before I went to bed. She then says,
I was supposed to die last night.
I did.
Things have now changed.
I took your place.
Maybe, actually. But blood was supposed to be spilled last night. And it was supposed to be me. Which means now...
We could have just let her die and then used the stick on her.
Now what has happened...
The people at home can't see the pose Connell's doing. He's bent one arm behind the back of his head. He's just like, yeah, look at this shit. He's pointing at himself.
I'm doing like one of those, you know... Okay, if there's anybody that's watched, what's that called, the regular show?
Yeah.
Where whenever that Blue Jay and the
Mordecai
little raccoon...
Mordecai,
whenever they like do something, they go, oh, and they just wave their hands in the air and then like walk out of the room doing that. I'm doing a very light version of that.
I'm actually curiously reading my scroll. What does it say?
It says, you are destined for great things, but there will be a great tragedy.
Aw. Better not happen to my guitar.
And it says, since things have happened, everything up until this conversation literally is blank now.
Oh. Okay, so there's nothing beyond this point.
Nothing beyond
the course of destiny. I'm looking at mine. I need to look at mine.
It was only foretold till now.
Yours describes your life and,
Reginald's life.
And Reginald's life, surprisingly.
Good pedigree for a chicken.
It was a good friend to you, and it would actually have meant something had he survived. There was a reason for it.
What?
The chicken would have been possessed. Had he lived.
Mike, I gotta check mine. If only to know if this copper dragon everybody's talking about was great, 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 great granddad.
Yes.
Huh.
Oh. The foe hammer was the one that slayed an ancestor of yours.
Does it say why?
He thought it would be playful and fun to start manipulating people's lives.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Basically, people took offense to that and mounted an army against him.
This actually makes sense, though. Because if you're foretelling somebody's existence, you can only tell it up until the point in which they stumble across your foretelling. If there was anything beyond these scrolls, beyond this exact moment, then...
We're influenced now.
Yeah, is it like observing them would actually change the outcome?
Yeah.
It's what you call a self-destructive paradox, so we actually can't...
Fair enough.
It makes perfect sense that they end here.
What you're saying is there are other scrolls somewhere else that go past this point.
The foe hammer killed the same one that the king screwed over in some deal?
No.
Maybe? All right, well, that's fine.
They hid the part two somewhere else.
I ain't got no patience for your magic ways and your spatial paradoxes. Where are we going? How do I kill it?
Well, we have to make our way to Mirkwood, but my magic stops working when I get into the forest.
Good, we'll leave you outside.
Wait, just your magic, though.
Just mine.
All right, then.
What?
That's very strange.
She goes, I don't know. Whenever I go through that wood, something happens, but I have to go.
That might be because they were your battle maidens.
They might have a connection with you.
Can I read my scroll?
If you want.
Yeah.
Can I keep it?
No.
Peace.
And carrots.
Can I use sleight of hand?
You're not gonna like what you find here.
It's just my past, isn't it?
Yours is a little different.
Oh, that owl was right. Okay, I'm gonna give it a read.
You are destined to betray one of your own. You will have no choice in this.
I say nothing, and I'm gonna use my sleight of hand.
You do nothing. You are
sleeves.
Nothing.
No. It's like you see him finish rolling it up, and he rolls it up, and then, like after he finishes reading, he rolls it up and just like. Like starts trying to shove it in one of his
Something
sleeves.
Something interesting in there.
Yeah, you all noticed
what
this.
Did you read?
Sven, what did you read in there that was so interesting?
Can I sleight of hand and take the scroll out as
Can
soon
I
as
I eat it?
Roll your sleight of hand.
I will roll mine too.
What? You have like ink.
Mike, why don't you just use magic hand?
That's my third critical failure in a row.
Why am I using this die?
I rolled sleight of hand to see what was going to happen. I got a 21. I sleight of handed it very well.
All right, Tom basically tries to grab it, rips it at one point. You stop him from further ripping it.
Where no one dare go.
What does it say? Just out of curiosity.
I don't know. I just stuck it in
my
shirt.
Well, that's ready. Well, let's read it then.
If he's grabbing it from me, do I not see where it's going?
Yeah, you know it.
I don't think there's anything sliding at this point with three people grabbing for it.
It's obvious grab hand now.
Like, he probably saw me try to grab it because I failed so spectacularly.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty obvious. You're like, mine now.
He probably thinks I have it and he took it.
Yeah. That's a reasonable assumption. I like that.
Is he allowed to keep my scroll?
Thera goes, you don't want to be in possession of that if you go to Mirkwood.
What does it say that's so interesting?
It says that I betray one of you.
Well, that's not that bad.
Oh, does it? Which one? And I roll and I look. What does it say?
It doesn't say who.
It doesn't say who.
Well, it says you'll betray one of your companions.
Wait, it says your future on there. It doesn't say our future on any of ours. Well, that's interesting.
Funny little world, isn't it?
Because that's the only one that's for sure.
Maybe.
I'm a nice kind of guy.
Like, the rest of us, we observed our future, we potentially observed our future, and that would have affected it. But yours didn't change because it's destined to happen no matter what.
Maybe. Yeah.
What if we knock him unconscious
for the rest of the adventure?
This moment happens.
Birdman.
Yes.
The scrolls are magical, I assume.
Yes.
Is there
they rate it a very powerful
is
magic.
Is there a different signature to the magic on his destiny part than on his past part.
Yes.
Okay, so they're not the same magics.
Something very much feels wrong about whatever was on Sven's.
You know, I have a suspicion that it may not actually be real. There's a different... Okay, bear with me. Magic has a signature, a feel, a taste to it. Different kinds of magic, different spells, different casters taste different.
Are you saying that somebody may have intentionally put this here to sow discord?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay. Are you saying that magic can taste like chicken?
I think you should shut up about that, because it's obviously distressing him.
The taste of the magic that you sense off of Sven's scroll, very, very bitter fruit.
The destiny part of it is bitter dark, as if tainted magic, whereas the rest of it is a very different flavor altogether.
Very powerful.
Yes.
I'm gonna pass the halfling over a bottle of my good stuff.
No, thank you. This is actually quite fascinating.
Interesting.
But Gothera says we don't have a lot of time, though.
No, we do need to keep moving.
Obviously. Well, adventure awaits.
All right, so what happens is you guys load up. You old guys all have horses, or in this case, your corgi.
Could I have a knife? I know this is a terrible time to ask.
She takes what you want from the armory.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Which, in fact, all of you take what you need.
Can I get a short sword?
Is there any kind of armor, Mike, that doesn't impede my spell casting?
No.
Just leather.
Yeah, leather has a really low impedance.
What does it give me?
+2 to your AC.
And it's a 10%.
Yeah. And 10% chance of arcane spell failure.
Birdman, keep going with whatever we're doing. I'm just gonna
Got is my arcanes.
Yeah, just keep it simple, though, so we can keep things moving along.
Mike, could you look at the short sword?
So what is you guys all leave the castle. You're leaving very early in the morning. By mid-afternoon, you start to enter this forest, and you can just feel the wrong coming off this place. Like, it feels like armies have died here.
I hate to quote the cleric, but this place is cursed.
When we enter, just take my guitar out and I just do a... we walk in.
Blow.
Your guitar strings break.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Oh, no.
Well, you just hear a whisper in your ear. You're first.
Oh!
You hurt Matilda. You...
restringing the guitar.
Who are you speaking to?
They hurt my guitar. They hurt.
You also hear another.
They hurt my chicken.
You hear
the
another.
They killed my chicken.
I play a guitar. You can't do anything with a chicken except make eggs, which is actually
my friend.
Guys.
You hear another whisper in your ear. They're already dead. You're welcome.
They punched the highlights out of her hair.
They punched the highlights out of her hair.
And you just get this terrifying vision of where you're from with all your family. They are splattered. Not just cut, splattered.
Is that for all of us or just him?
Just him right now.
Okay.
Is this the voice of the assassin?
No, you don't know who it is. Their blood fuels us.
For the first time in your entire adventure, Brock is silent. He's never silent. He's always talking or playing or trying to make fun. He's not now.
You guys continue
restrumming my guitar.
You continue to emerge into the wood, and just as you get there, it starts to get darker and darker. Even the sunlight itself seems muted coming through the canopy of the trees. You just feel. The best way to describe it, you all feel slightly ill. The kind where you kind of don't want to get out of bed, but you know you have to anyway. Just that general unease, and it continues throughout the entire ride.
There is a taint in this place?
Oh, yeah. And you can just, every so often, you'll just catch this whiff of death that makes you want to puke. Taint. But just before you do, it stops. So you continue walking through the forest.
That holy symbol around my neck now. It's around my neck now.
You actually feel almost a slight disconnect between your god, basically like as if there was static. You can hear him, but it's very distorted.
There's a veil between us.
So what are you guys going to do? You guys are just going to ride on through?
Yep.
You guys keep riding through the forest?
Yeah, I've already died once. What's the worst that can happen?
Everybody roll me a will save.
Okay.
Except for Mike.
Yeah.
Except for Mike.
I'm going to use this guy.
Are you serious? That is 4 critical failures.
Jesus.
17.
Dude, melt the
use my game science dice. Okay.
So,
there's no way you can roll 4 16? Critical ones.
You make it. who rolled above a 15. You make it.
Yeah, just roll that quickly.
And what did Sweetin' on Connell? Really,
can Tom just really re-roll?
We're just rolling Will.
Here, Tom.
No, it's a good story element.
No, he got a one.
I'll just roll with it.
All right,
it's fine.
Then. I will do you both separately. Oh, okay, so you hear another whisper in your ear. Everyone you love will die.
Well, that's not very many people.
But I don't want to die.
You've already lost. You've already lost everyone you love.
However, as it continues,
you can't take any more from me.
You hear the voice go, "Everywhere you go, there will be death." And basically,
that's pretty much my life story. Nothing different there.
Nothing different there. And as you think, there's nothing different there. Roll. You take D6 damage. You effectively had a small heart attack.
Oh,
is that me too?
I have to roll it, or you're rolling it.
I rolled it. You took 5 damage.
Okay.
How are we doing for time at this point?
We are sitting at 44 minutes.
Cool.
I still have 15 minutes of playtime. Yeah. Connell.
Oh, no.
You just hear this voice in your head. You will betray them. You will, and you don't have a choice. You'll likely kill them all. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be happy about it. And okay. It just.
I'm going to be so rich.
And basically what happens, you see yourself cutting these guys in the most vicious way possible.
Oof.
Cutting them down. Basically, you take their daggers right through their heart, their neck, everything. And then you see yourself sitting upon a throne of blood and skulls and just everything around you dead.
I'm sorry. I have to make a quick quote here. On a mountain of skulls, in a castle of pain, I sat on a throne of blood. What was shall be, what is shall be no more. Now is the season of evil.
Thank you, Vigo. Right.
Everything you're doing is bad. I just want you to know this.
Channeling energy, channeling positive energy. Right here.
So you cast channel positive. Positive energy, and for a moment, the sun shines through the canopy,
and it actually heals in a
yeah. Everybody restores back to their full hit points.
Okay,
but as
my heart attack was as if nothing.
It also would harm undead if they're nearby, which is kind of cool.
Oh, nice.
You hear just this utter howl, like it cuts right through every conversation you guys are having, like stops it dead. You hear movement in the underbrush.
Okay, guys, get it at the ready.
Ready, crossbow.
I put my hand up.
You do so?
I'm pulling out my ghost dagger.
I put my hand up, I'm like, and I just point to the guitar. You guys see 3 wolves emerge from the darkness.
Bees.
You see a huge dire wolf, and this thing looks like it's half dead. But still standing at it. Like, it looks rotted in a way. Almost like a zombie.
A dire zombie wolf.
Okay.
And all you just hear is just this cackling woman's laughter. And you just hear it say, "Your blood will now stain the ground."
Do the wolves also look rotting?
Cast no, three of them, positive energy again on the wolf.
They look really just...
I need to
almost rabid would be the best way to describe
energy.
Them.
Mike, as the dire wolf comes out,
mm-hmm.
Galvar flips his head. No, never mind. I only get it used once per day. Never mind.
What, you going to turn your hat around and then throw your Pokeball?
No, I was going to. Yeah, more or less. I was going to try and do command undead
on them. I choose you, dire zombie wolf.
All right, we've got to roll initiative then.
Yep, roll initiative. I'm just going to roll once for the group for my bad guys.
Oh, nice.
18 altogether.
Okay, so who got
11.
All right, highest
21.
Roll,
please?
All right, Mike. Okay.
18.
Connell. Next.
11.
All right, who got higher than Derek?
I got 9.
All right, so Derek, what did you get, Justin?
I got a 3.
Okay, so Derek.
Wow. I got a rock.
What's up? Derek, Tom, Justin.
Everything is cursed.
And then the wolves. They rolled 2. They rolled pathetic.
We're going to murder them all.
All right, then.
I mean, again.
Because they're already dead.
Yeah. All right, then. So, Thera tries, basically, she instinctively tries to cast something. just because she panics. Nothing happens. And she's literally there paralyzed with fear. Especially of that big dire wolf.
Fear not, oh my days.
All right, then. So, Big Mike, you go first.
Okay. Are we ruling that Days is going to work on these creatures?
Let me look them up.
If one of them's undead, maybe not. But the other three, are they all looking like undead dire wolves?
No, one of them looks...
There's the undead dire wolf.
But you're not even sure whether it's undead.
But it just looks really
red. It looks rotten.
Really fucking ragged.
We will quickly find out when I throw a spell at it.
And then Mike, there's three regular wolves.
I didn't specify when I took out my dagger that I also took out my shield. Do I...
I'll presume they're like just one action.
Okay.
That makes sense to me, so... all right, so let me see. I actually wrote this down. I'm going to say that the wolf would get a will save on that.
Okay.
So, what's the DC on Days?
I don't know. Someone says the book.
Don't worry, because it doesn't fucking matter, because I got a natural one.
God bless it.
All right.
Daze the wolves.
All right, so you daze. I'm going to roll how many of them you daze?
All three.
All of them, actually. You got. I rolled a d4. That was a 4. They are dazed.
Best bard ever.
Basically, you
angry
cast,
bard. Best bard ever.
You cast dazed, like this huge dazzling display of lights appears in front of all the wolves, and they disappear. Stopped. They will be stunned for how many rounds does dazed last for?
I don't know. I haven't gotten the book back yet.
Okay, hold on a second. I'll quickly look it up.
It's like, oh, these wolves are coming out of this bush here. This is looking pretty bad. You just like pick into the air. It's like, run!
They will be dazed for one round.
Gentlemen, please.
Okay.
All right.
Gentlemen.
Connell, your go.
Okay, so Sven's going to move himself between Thera and the wolves.
Okay, so you stand in front of her?
Standing in front of her as a free action. I'm just going to say, like, you know, stay behind me, m'lady, and then fire the crossbow at one of the wolves.
Okay, which one? Do you want to aim for one of the three, or do you want to aim for the dire one?
One of the three.
Okay, so you aim, you pick one.
I'm going to say one on the right.
Okay, you pick the one on the right, because basically how they're set up is that the dire wolf is in front of them.
Oh, the dire wolf's in front.
Yeah, the dire wolf's in front. One is flanking on each side.
Okay.
And there's one behind the dire wolf.
Okay, so I thought the dire wolf was in the back.
Sorry.
If the dire wolf's in the front, I'm going to shoot the dire wolf.
Okay, so...
Raw, fucking roll to two.
Your shot goes wide. All right,
waste
then.
Of a good
Derek,
roll.
Derek, your go.
Yeah.
Well,
Galvar flings out his hand at the direwolf, and shouts something in Draconic that sounds somewhere along the lines of "Banamaskimzol." And yeah,
translation: eat a dick pie.
actually, yes. If anyone in this group has any grasp of Draconic, he basically said, dead thing, go fuck yourself.
Is that actually what you said?
I critted on the touch on the ranged touch attack.
For
disrupt undead. It does a d6 damage to undead.
You have to confirm that.
It's not undead, isn't it?
The dire wolf kind of shudders. You can see it kind of start to... Like, you see more of its skin start to fall off.
Shall I make the damage roll, or?
Yeah, let's just say you do max damage to it.
It takes 12 damage, then. It
takes 12 damage.
Does it double for the crit? Or...
Yes.
Okay, it takes 12 damage, then.
Okay, so.
Whoa. Yeah, and he throws out his hand, and a bolt of copper light pierces out of it into it.
Ooh.
All right, then.
And his eyes look shift. They look like a dragon's eyes.
Cool.
all right, then.
Is it safe? I'm just trying to remember the details here. The dire wolf and the other wolves, do they all look like they're rotting undead?
Just the dire one. The other ones just look rabid and
look
pissed
rabid.
Off.
Oh, okay. All right. Good to know.
All right, Tom, it is now your go.
You gotta play Master Exploder.
Okay. What's
that's the song you have to play
me?
Right now.
Closest to you, they're all about
you spoiled my action.
Equal distance to you. You could pick your. You could pick your target.
About how far? Like
about 15 feet.
So I'd have to move and attack unless I throw, and I don't want to throw the ghost dagger because I only have one of them.
I have a magic weapon. I'm going to throw it at you,
asshole.
Uh-huh.
Why did I take a magic dagger when I could have had magic bullets?
Well, I can sheathe the dagger, pull out an one as a free action, and throw it.
Yes, you can do that.
Okay, so that's what I'll do. It's within 30 feet, so...
Yep, so you can hit him.
So right, roll me your attack roll. I get the plus one.
Yep, okay. To hit. Yep.
14.
14 hits.
Okay.
Oh, God. I just thought of something.
Max damage, 9.
Not really 9? Okay, just give me a sec here. I'm just calculating. The wolf ain't looking so good. Basically, what happens, it sticks in to its cheek, detaches part of the jawbone.
And what was the name of those bags you throw at people? Tangle bag?
Yeah, tangle bag. Tangle,
yeah.
Tangle foot.
Tangle foot bag.
All right, then. Next down the line is Justin.
Oh, hi. So, standing in the center of the group in a way that the channel energy is a 30-foot radius.
Yes.
But if the dire wolf is up front and the wolves are behind it still,
yeah.
And the wolves are alive, mm-hmm. they'll get healed if they're within radius. So, you know, eyeballing it out, I want to stand so that the dire wolf is in the range, my allies are in the range, but the wolves aren't.
Well, at the same time, it may do something to the wolves as well, other than just heal them.
Yeah, I don't want to heal. I mean, the one just lost its jawbone. Just leave it like that.
I thought he was throwing it at the dire wolf.
Did you hit the dire wolf? You hit a wolf.
No, you hit the dire wolf.
Oh, okay.
Because you rolled so well.
Right. So I kind of, because it's just within the center of the group then. I mean, 30 feet is pretty big range. So, you know, again, with the holy symbol, I haven't drawn my sword yet. I start speaking in celestial. So, like, Sia Suleon, Idomide, and it's, I don't have to roll because it's a D6.
It just happens.
Just a channel energy. It's only 2.
So you're aiming to not hit the dire wolf?
It will heal. Everyone who's alive is healed 2. Everyone who's undead is damaged 2. And that's it. It's just positive energy begins to sort of fill the area.
Yeah, the dire wolf takes damage.
Is anyone actually damaged?
Nope.
No.
So
you gain temporary hit points. You get 2 temporary hit points.
Awesome.
And I mean, that's so right. I got 4 more of those. So
yeah. So what happens is when you cast,
you're not going to waste them here. But
do you have turn undead, or is that no longer a thing?
It's not a level 1 thing.
Okay.
It's also a paladin thing.
When you cast that, Justin, you see more of the thing's skin start to flake away. And it's the part of the jawbone that was just kind of hanging there by a little piece of muscle falls off. It is now the wolf's go. Since you just attacked it, it's going for you.
Of course it is.
Does a...
I've got like so much courage after I already died yesterday.
Does a 15 hit you?
No.
All right, so the wolf tries to bite you with what's left of its jaws.
I smash it with my hand.
Yeah, you basically give it a bash back, misses. The other wolf is going to go after Connell, one of the regular ones.
Oh, peas.
Natural 20.
Oh,
does
peas.
Does it crit? It does not crit. So you take... Just need to double-check the damage on a wolf. Sorry, I guess I forgot to take that down during my one thing. We're actually coming up to the top of the hour, so this will likely be the last little bit here. So give me a sec. Not wolf. 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 Just give me a sec.
Werewolf. There, wolf.
There,
castle.
No, there, wolf.
There, castle.
1d6. You take 3 damage, Connell.
Blucher.
So you guys have to take 1 damage because of the 2 temporary hit points.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm down to 17.
All right, so what happens next is the wolves start to kind of circle you guys. The dire wolf isn't looking so hot, but you can definitely tell it wants blood and flesh in what's left of its jaws.
Aren't they still dazed for the round?
Yeah, they lost their action this round.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, that happens next round.
Meep,
meep, yeah.
Meep, meep.
What are you doing to the microphone?
Nothing.
All right, then. So you know what? Don't fucking rules lawyer me.
I wasn't.
Fuck
I
you.
Wasn't.
All right. Stop doing that.
I just told you my action worked.
Okay. All right. So he takes no damage then.
All right, sweet.
All right. There
I'm
you
back
go.
Up to 20.
All right, then. Now that I've been corrected. Anyway,
sorry,
so
buddy.
In our final hour, I guess we'll see what happens with these guys as they make their way towards Mirkwood Manor. What will happen next? Well, I'm not entirely sure. Now I know that I'm vengeful now. So we will see what happens. So for this adventure, we have been...
My name is Connell Macbeth, a.k.a. Dr. Holocaust.
Justin Eacock.
Big Mike.
Tom, he's an evil genius white.
And Derek the Bard.
I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd. If you think I've been mean this round, just wait.
You have just listened to This Week in Geeks. These warriors are terrible. Did our terrible warriors succeed in saving the day? Did someone do something completely insane and stun the GM into a stupefied silence? And lastly, did someone get punched square in the goodie bags? Also, are there any settings or RPG systems you'd like the terrible warriors to visit? Do you have your own shameful, awesome, or just plain silly RPG adventures? Tell us with a comment on this episode post or email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. Until next time, geeks and gamers, the dice has been put away, the books back on the shelf, and the Cheetos stuck to the floor. For these warriors are terrible!